coming up to Christmas, it's time for us to talk to Heidi from Anchor. First of all, welcome, Heidi.
Thank you, Alan. Lovely to talk to you again.
Lovely to talk to you too. We've just had a bit of a problem with the iPad. Something doesn't seem to want to work. But anyway, we've got you on the phone.
Yeah, you have.
First of all, Heidi, I guess are you knocking off shortly?
Oh, no, not really. I'm sort of working through except for a few days.
Oh, you're not going away this time?
Not this time, no. I'm having Christmas with my family a bit earlier, so I'm sort of sticking around, and then I've got a bit of time off and on in January, late February, so, yeah.
Sounds fair to me. Yeah, now, yeah. I promised the listeners that I haven't loaded today with a whole lot of Christmas songs. I've got a few in there because that's the time of year it is. But one of the reasons I played Brenda Lee with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, it's the most requested song on radio at this time of the year, right around the world. It's everywhere.
Wow.
And it was Brenda Lee. And, of course, the reason why I played it as a lead-in to talk to Heidi is we want to talk about Christmas time, particularly with Anchor, because one thing I should say first, just before I do say too much to Heidi, is that I know a few listeners have approached me over the years and said, you know, it's not a really great time, Christmas, for us. We've got, you know, people that have died during the year, they've separated, they've lost contact with some of their families, a whole lot of reasons. But Anchor want to do something about it. They need your help. And that's right, isn't it, Heidi?
It certainly is, Alan. It certainly is.
So tell us a bit about, well, first of all, you've got a story about Kylie and Brad. Would you like to tell us that first, please?
Yes, yeah. Look, obviously Kylie and Brad are made-up names, but they represent a couple that are in our foster care pool, and they're just amazing. And, you know, the story goes that, and this happens not lots and lots, not frequently, but when it does happen, you know, this couple are well known for really just jumping straight in. So there we had a little boy, Noah, who was born, it was a newborn, and unfortunately placed straight into the care of the state. And he was a very sick little boy as a newborn. And so our carer, Kylie, actually, you know, when Kylie and her husband, Brad, were asked to take little Noah, they just didn't hesitate. And that then led to her visiting every day for a number of weeks into the hospital to get him to attach to her and bond with her and, you know, to just, you know, have that comfort. And it's not a comfort that necessarily nurses, even though they're, you know, best intentioned, you need mum or surrogate mum to be there or dad. And so they just jumped in and now little Noah is turning one, and I've seen the real little Noah. I've met him a couple of times, and he's just absolutely thriving, caught up all his developmental steps and, you know, stages and all that sort of stuff, and he's just as happy as Larry with Kylie and Brad. And, you know, I guess what we really want to do is highlight for people in the community that these people, foster carers, are all around our community, and they actually change lives. They actually save children and change lives. And, you know, and they're the sort of people, Kylie and Brad are particularly, you know, humble. Most of these people are very humble. They don't go around shooting, you know, shouting it from the rooftops. But I guess that, you know, this campaign is about highlighting what they do. And for our foster carers to really hear and feel and understand that the community is really backing them, because sometimes they feel quite alone because they do a tough job.
Yep.
You know, little Noah, I'm sure, you know, had all the hallmarks of a newborn and coming home and all of that business in the first year we all know about, yet Kylie sort of, you know, she just didn't miss a beat. And I think the thing with Kylie and Brad, Kylie grew up with her parents being foster carers, and she has very fond memories of children coming to stay. And we hear this quite a bit from our foster carers who grew up in a family where they had foster children, and they still see those kids as adults. Now they see their children, and, you know, they absolutely know that even though you give a lot, you actually get a lot back. So we wanted to really dedicate this year's Christmas campaign and appeal to recognising foster carers and, you know, allowing or, you know, encouraging the community to support us so that we can actually support carers much more. So, you know, having little extra pots of money for, you know, different things around Christmas, the new year, kids going back to school, all of that helps. Really helps a lot, and foster carers really do appreciate the fact that the community, you know, comes around them. They're very appreciative. So that's our story for this year. But you know, we've got foster carers who do all sorts of things. This is about a baby. As I say, it's not regular, but it's regular enough that our carers are stretched. But you know, mostly we have kids a bit older than that who have perhaps known what it was like to live with their birth parents, who then actually were removed from their birth parents and probably in not a in not such a nice way, unfortunately. And this time of the year for those children in foster care is just this terrible longing for the family that they once knew.
And I guess, Heidi, can I just say one thing too? That sure. I guess when you go through the pregnancy stage with the wife or the mother, they get to prepare over 7 or 8 months the stuff they need and all that. All of a sudden, with a foster carer, one minute you or one of your staff ring them up, and all of a sudden they're into it, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. And that was like Noah. It was just immediate. And Kylie and Brad they just didn't hesitate. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you actually have to have a lot of stuff for a newborn. You got a lot of stuff for lots of kids, but a lot of stuff for newborns, all that stuff. And Kylie and Brad, you know, do maintain a bit of a cache of, you know, of things that they need if they were to get a baby or a 1 year old or whatever. And that's what, you know, carers often do, but they pay for it. It's at their own expense.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when we can help them out with, you know, maybe, you know, half a dozen packets of nappies and, you know, and some, you know, bottles and things like that, it just makes all the difference. They don't actually, because these things cost a lot of money now. People who've got small children or babies would know. Actually, having a baby is pretty darned expensive.
It's a lot of Heidi, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Tin roof, baby, just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer, moving to a fro, swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Tin roof, baby, just me and you, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Slide on over, baby, hold me closer, moving to and fro, swaying like a slow freight train, rocking with the rhythm of the rain. Keep that sweet feeling.
I grew up in foster care because of abuse and neglect earlier in my life. Now I'm studying a double degree and working in my field. People in foster care often face stigma about being in care, a life they didn't choose to live. Stop the stigma. Don't punish us by treating us differently for something that we didn't choose.
Help snap that stigma. Head to create.org.au/snapthatstigma. Brought to you by Create Foundation, the peak body for children and young people in out-of-home care.
You're not Anchor, you're Heidi.
I am.
Heidi, did you just hear that one that I played?
Yes. Yes, yeah. No, thanks for that. Create are a great organisation. They've been going quite a long time now.
It wasn't so much that I wanted to play it to promote them. I wanted to promote it to you and ask you the question, do some of these young people have a stigma against them because they were brought up?
Definitely. Absolutely. You know, they just really are the silent party in all of this affair between government and their birth parents.
Nothing of their doing.
Absolutely not. And I guess that, you know, what that young woman said is that there is so much stigma with it. What we find is that kids in those primary school years, often primary school kids are not quite so embarrassed about their family and they'll tell people about stuff and whatever. It gets to be, though, difficult when kids go to high school. And my experience is over many years is that's when kids in foster care go quite silent. And, you know, because they're starting to realise that they've got a different identity to their peers.
Yep.
And that, you know, that they're starting to realise, you know, how important, you know, family is, you know, what other kids are getting in their, you know, their own respective families. Yep. But I guess, you know, it is really sad that kids feel, are made to feel different.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, you know, their lives are complex. They have to have, you know, they have to have lots of other things that other kids don't. So, you know...
Which sets them apart anyway, doesn't it?
It sets them apart. Yep. Often, you know, because of the complexities of situations, you know, the department or an organisation like Anchor is often at the schools. We actually have to have a meeting with school every couple of months, and kids know, you know, they know, well, those people that are coming into the school are for me, you know, I'm different. Yep. Other kids don't have that. You know, our foster carers often say, you know, because they have so much to do with the assistant principals or the principals, they sort of say, I never saw the principal when I was at school, and now I'm there all the time with this complexity to do with kids. And, you know, we've got some schools, obviously, that have to be brought in under the tent and know who the birth parents are and make sure that the children are safe.
Yep.
from family, which is really sad. I mean, it must be dreadful for a kid to know that the school are watching the school gate and the school fence to make sure that certain people don't come on campus or turn up, or that they go with the right people at the end of the day. So, you know, their little lives have just got all this complexity, and they love... I have not met a birth parent who doesn't love their child so much, and I've never met a child that doesn't love their parent, pine for their parent. Just our child protection system, you know, deems, and we as a community deem, that children have to be safe, no matter even if it's their birth parent that is the, the instigator of harm. So it is. It's really tough. But, you know, I mean, it's great to hear that young woman speaking it out. And I think that it's, you know, what Create does, it does actually connect kids or young adults that have been in care with kids that are still in care, and they bring them together.
So the kids in
care can see, actually, there's a life for me. There's a life after all of this, and it's good.
And as I said, I didn't play that necessarily to promote them, but I wanted to ask Heidi, I've got to tell you another quick question,
sure,
and then I want to come back and talk some more. Thanks.
Door, oh boy, got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Pale Marines and elephants, I'll play them in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition, guided by magician.
And she's the CEO down there at Anchor, and we're talking about, foster carers, and they've got a campaign coming up. I guess one of the things that, Heidi, that does happen is particularly, as we've talked about before, that these carers give their home, they give their love, they give a lot of stuff. Unfortunately, a lot of things cost money. And
absolutely.
And these foster carers, if the foster carers weren't there, the state would have to pay millions of dollars to replicate these people if they could. So I guess, and I don't want to sound mercenary, but it's a lot cheaper for us to support the foster carers than what it is for the state to try and do it, and it's also a lot better for the children. So I guess whatever we can do, because it does cost these people, and I guess all this money is coming out of their pockets, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, they do get a small bursary, I suppose you would call it, a small payment towards, you know, towards things. But really, you know,
it's not going to cover much.
No, it's not going to cover much. And unfortunately, our foster carers of Victoria are the lowest paid in Australia.
Are they?
Yeah, they are, which is not great, not for good. Victoria. No. Not great. Not proud of it. But yeah, that you're right. I mean, there's a lot of gaps, and there's just a lot of incidentals. Like, there's just a lot of incidentals, and I think one of the things that I love about foster carers is that they really also want the kids in their care to fit in. So, you know, there's all sorts of stuff at school that goes on. There's all sorts of, you know, all the gear that kids have, you know, it gets more and more expensive as they get older with all the gear and all the stuff they want to have and this and that, the other. And then if you know, we should really think about that sometimes kids in foster care might have particular interests in music, or they might be really good at sport. And what we need to do is to support them to be the very, very best they can, not just then walk away thinking, oh, because I was in foster care, I didn't get, you know, into an AFL team, or I didn't, you know, win that 800 metres, or I didn't get in the state netball team. Yep. You know, we, you know, foster carers are really, really alert to, you know, wanting to give these kids the opportunities their own children probably got, you know, before them.
Mm. Now, I just want to talk a little bit about foster carers, because then we need to start to talk about this campaign you're running.
And
I know you're always looking for foster carers.
We certainly are.
And that's why I want to bring this up.
Yes.
We talk now about a couple, pardon me, who have obviously taken this baby in and may have that baby for a long while. But not everybody is in a position where they can turn around and say, right, I want to take a baby, or I want to take this child, and they're here for the next 10 years or whatever it might be. You've also looking for people who can give weekend relief and all this, aren't you? You don't have to commit yourself to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week as a foster carer, do you?
No. And in the case of Noah, it's not happened yet, but, Kylie and Brad are quite enmeshed with our other anchor foster carers, and eventually he will go to other people's places for a sleepover, that Kylie and Brad can have their own time, as you might do if you had grandparents or, around. We really encourage people who are interested in, changing lives, making a difference, because, all you really need is a spare bedroom, and you don't have to be in a relationship. You don't have to be old, young, whatever. You don't have to have your own family. You can be in a same-sex relationship. It doesn't matter, because as a pool of foster carers, you have all sorts offering, all sorts. And we have people that, they might do, quite intensive foster caring for, maybe 2 or 3 years or something, and then something happens to that child, they might be reunified or go somewhere else or whatever, and then they have a break, and that's okay too. People can rest for a period of time, to get over some of the grief, some of the, separation, that sort of stuff, because our foster carers do get very attached to these children.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
They do, but I also take my hats off to them. They know they have birth parents as well that love them. And if things can be different and the children can return home, they certainly want them to do that if their parents are able to look after them. So it can be a bit of an emotional roller coaster. And so we like to really look after our carers with, if they've had a long-term, a kid long-term, and it's been quite an exercise, we'll, buy them a weekend away or, something like that. So they can go away and have a little bit of a holiday for a night sort of thing, just to treat them, I suppose. We've got all sorts of people, single people, married people, coupled people,
But you're looking for more,
people,
aren't you?
Old people. But we need more. We so need more. And I guess I'm really acutely aware after many, many years, many decades in this business, that it is a big decision for families and for people.
Yep.
And I would just really encourage people to, go to anchor.org.au and click on, become a foster carer for a conversation.
Yep.
We often have people ring us and just say, what does it involve? What do I have to do? And we'll give them an information pack. We'll have a chat to them. We'll keep in touch with them. And then maybe eventually they might be ready. And then some people say, no, my life's changed a bit. It's probably not for me now. It's really a big decision.
Yep. But I guess I've got to take a quick break in a minute.
Yeah.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is that you're not only looking for people who are prepared to make that big commitment. If somebody says, well, I can help you every now and again for a weekend or something, you're still looking for those people
too,
aren't you?
Absolutely. That's very valuable. Yeah.
Got to take a quick break. Kylie, and we'll be back, and then we'll start talking about why I think we know why that you run this fundraiser. So let's have a talk about it and find out how people can help you.
As I walk along, I
that's an updated version of the old version of Runaway by Del Shannon. That was an old word. I couldn't think of Del Shannon. I'm talking to Heidi from Anchor. Heidi, so we now know these things cost a lot of money, and it would, as I've said all along, it would cost a lot more if the state had to supply everything, because a lot of these carers are supplying a lot of things out of their own money. So the Christmas campaign that you run, tell us a bit about it and tell us how we can donate, please.
Okay. So look, we're asking our community to donate to Anchor for the purpose of supporting our foster carers. And as you say, supporting a lot of those expenses that they take on themselves. So whether that be, you know, clothing, whether that be back to school expenses, you know, all kinds of expenses, sporting club, you
outings.
Know, membership of sporting club, pardon?
Outings as well.
Outings, etc. Yeah,
they shouldn't miss out just because
No, absolutely not. Holidays, outings, yep. All that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Providing, you know, like a life like we want to provide our children. Yep. And I guess that, you know, foster carers, yeah, it is coming out of their own pocket. You probably argue that it shouldn't be, but it is, and it does.
I guess it shouldn't, but anyway.
We would argue that, but that we are in the real world.
Yep.
And I guess that what we want to do is just to ease that burden a bit for carers to set up, you know, have some sort of fund that they, you know, we can assist them with, you know, different costs and whatever, particularly over these school holidays. It costs a lot of money to keep kids at home over the long school holidays.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's, you know, there's a lot of extra money, movies and outings and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, we just want to just ease a bit of their, I guess, a bit of the burden for them, because they are working 24/7.
Absolutely.
And you know, particularly the story of Kylie and Brad, they've got a little fella, he's only still one. I've got a granddaughter who's one. You know, it's still really full on care. Yeah.
Kylie, can I?
Kylie's asking us to care.
Well, I, the reason why I called you Kylie, I'm looking. Kylie and Brad's story is on your website too, isn't it? Would you like to give us the contact details?
Yes. So it's anchor.org.au. Our website is very easy to navigate. Yes, Kylie and Brad's story is there. There's some videos. There's a little chap, Noah, on there, and people can have a look at the amazing work that these people do. And I guess, you know, that donating to Anchor really does go straight through to our foster carers.
Right.
And I it will mean a lot to foster carers if our campaign goes well, and we have a nice little, you know, pool of money to just help them get through the difficult times.
And they also know then that the population's behind them. They're not
absolutely
doing this all by themselves.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because, as I said, most of these people are very humble. They don't shout about it and whatever. They just, you know, quietly go on with what they're doing, and, you know, and making an incredible difference in children's lives.
I heard a story a little while ago that I was talking to someone, and he told me until he was 15 or 16, he'd never, ever been to the beach. And when he went down the beach, he just didn't know what it was.
That
was the parents' fault, not anybody else's fault. So there are children out there that miss out something.
Absolutely, and a lot of the kids that come into care, you know, their birth parents have really struggled in various different ways.
Yep.
And, yes, we do find kids developmentally who are well behind, you know, when you might think that a small child should be feeding themselves with a spoon. They're perhaps not. They're still maybe using their hands. You know, things like going to the beach, going, you know, like maybe going into the city. Perhaps they've never done that before. And I guess, you know, things like reading to children. I think one of the things that we all really value, you know, I certainly do as a parent and a grandparent, is reading to children.
Yep.
And, you know, these foster carers, you know, that is one of the things that they do. They sit the child down or when they're in bed and read to them. And that is sometimes, you know, something that children have never had. And, you know, I think I certainly don't want to blame birth parents because I've known hundreds of them. And, you know, they try. They really have tried their best, but there's just barriers and challenges
for
them.
And there's mental health issues. There's all sorts of issues.
Oh, all sorts of issues that often out of their control.
Yeah. Mm. Heidi, I've got to take a break in a minute, but when we come back, this will be our last break. I particularly want to then keep going over a little bit about this campaign as to how people can donate and whether it's tax deductible, and I'm sure it is. So I'll be back in a couple of minutes, Heidi. That was Daniel O'Donnell and Christmas Kiss. Now, Heidi, let's give this a real burst. We really want to see people donate. And I was just reading something there that you'd supplied me with. It's not only the carers not only look after these children, but I was reading here where Kylie had to go into the daily, into the Royal Children's Hospital. So it's not just a case of looking after them 24 hours a day. It's a case of very often they have to go, particularly with someone who's just been born. I mean, generally they lie on mum's lap, and every time they get fed, they lie on mum's mum's chest for another half hour or something. So I guess to make sure that these children are treated as I use the word normal, but meaning the average, I guess. These carers have to even go put themselves at even further.
Absolutely. So in that case with Kylie, I mean, she lives in the Outer East, and, you know, the hospital was quite some way away, and she would have funded her own petrol and a car and all of that sort of stuff without even blinking an eye because she would have believed she needed to be there. And, you know, and you can see the beautiful bond between her and Noah. So, yeah, it extends to many things. And I think that what people just don't perhaps realise is all the complexities and the extra things that foster carers are doing, like what Kylie did with Noah. But often, you know, foster carers are driving kids to different appointments and here and there and everywhere because, you know, they've got different needs, they're involved with different therapists or going to see their birth parents or whatever. You know, it's a lot, and it just comes out of their pockets, you know.
Well, I was going to say, even the Christmas appeal isn't going to solve some of that, is it,
Bart? No, it's not. And I think, you know, what I want to sort of stress to your listeners is that, no, it's not going to solve the whole world's problems. Yep. But I think that by people donating, it just shows foster carers that there's a little bit of a pool of money. Let's say, you know, if another Kylie had to go in, you know, that lots of that travel, we could offer and say, oh, Kylie, you know, can we give you a couple of $100 a week, you know, for your petrol?
Yep.
And that would just be such a bonus. And someone like Kylie would be just over the moon that had come in from the community.
All right. So how are we going to donate?
Okay. So if people go to anchor.org.au, we have a really, really switched on website now where it's very, very easy for people to donate. It's very quick, very secure. So the whole website's very secure in case people are concerned. And anything donated $2 and above is all tax deductible. So I really urge your audience to get behind these amazing residents of Melbourne. You know, and they might live down your street, and, you know, they're just quietly, you know, doing their amazing work. And I think, you know, that our campaign is really wanting to rejoice for carers and what they do, and just raising a voice for foster carers in, you know, just even talking to you today, Alan, is a great opportunity to just talk to the community and say these people are doing amazing things. So please, everyone, help us to help them.
Heidi, the other thing too that I just want to get your slant. Oh, sorry about that. I went real crazy. When Noah was obviously still in the hospital when the decision was to take him into care.
Yes.
But I guess sometimes, as the children get a bit old, some of these are taken out of their home by police and workers, very often with nothing other than the clothes they walk out the door. And so it's not a case of saying, oh, well, they had a whole lot of stuff before we took them. Often the police, if it's in a, particularly if it's a danger situation, and I know some police, they have to get in, they have to get the child and get out quick for everybody's safety, and they don't take anything with them.
No, that's right. And I've, over the years, seen some foster carers with their, you know, hallway cupboards with, you know, size one, size two, size four, you know, and there's little pyjamas and undies and, you know, whatever, just waiting, you know, for that sort of age group, but all at their own expense. And, yeah, when you actually, if you really, you know, I urge people to go into their kids' cupboards and their rooms and just look at all the stuff that you buy for them.
Yep.
You know, and you know, and how quickly kids grow out of things.
Yeah, that's the other point,
isn't it? Sometimes they only get one wear out of things, and then you're buying the next size up, and you know.
Shoes are the same.
Shoes, exactly. Yep. And so, yeah, they will come with nothing. And in fact, you know, our carers are emergency, you know, who do the emergency care overnight, who are people that we can contact at any time of the night. They have everything ready in their own homes because the kids, you know, baby might just come with a nappy on, that's it, you know. And you know, often when the children are removed like that, birth parents, you know, that they move, they start moving, you know, stuff gets lost, you know. Kids' possessions, I'll often say to us, oh, can I have that or can I have that? Or, and, I mean, one of the things that I think is the most sad, just because I'm a real dog lover, is often kids are leaving their pets.
Yep. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, yep. And that is absolutely devastating for many kids. And one of the things that foster carers beautifully do is they have their own pets and they share those pets. And, you know, sometimes they buy a dog or buy a cat or a bunny rabbit for the child just to replace that one that they had to leave.
Yeah.
Once again, another expense and another, but they do it without thinking, you know. They just keep on giving, and I want Anchor and the community to give back to them.
Absolutely, and to let them know they're supported. The other thing is too that, like, how long, and I know you're going to say it's a bit of string and all that sort of stuff, like how long would this, will Noah likely be with these people?
Look, it is a bit like it is a bit like that. Look, every circumstance is different.
Yep.
And I wish that, you know, birth parents got more support or, you know, housing, yep, whatever it might be, so that they could have a Noah back, you know, when they were settled and when things were better. That often doesn't work because I think we all know there's a, yep, housing crisis, there's not enough services, yep, for mental health, etc. So, you know, these kids like Noah are staying longer. And you know, I mean, he's very attached to Kylie and Brad.
Yep.
And, you know, when he's 3, 4, 5, I mean, it gets really, really tough.
Oh,
when, you know, really tough if the birth parent, you know, does eventually sort of get themselves together enough. Yeah, it's tough.
Heidi, there's something I was leading to on that. Mm. I don't want to lose the point before I go.
Yeah.
The reason why I brought that up, like Kylie and Brad, while they've got that little child for a baby, and then maybe in 2 or 3 years' time, as you said, they might be able to go home. But then Kylie and Brad, if they're going to continue on, they might all of a sudden need something for 4 or 5, 6-year-old child, mightn't they?
Oh, so what I'm saying is,
if Anchor buy them one set of things for Noah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That doesn't mean that sets Kylie and Brad up.
No.
I mean, they could have another child, older child, very quickly and need everything again.
Yeah. And we've got some foster carers who are prepared to take sibling groups as well.
Yep.
You know, there are sibling groups out there of 6 and 7 kids that are desperate to have foster care.
And you don't want to sweep them up unless you really have to, do you?
Absolutely not. No, we know with kids who grow up in care that the main thing they talk to us about, even above their birth parents, is staying with their brothers and sisters.
I couldn't agree more. We're fast running out of time,
yes.
Heidi.
Yeah, we are.
I want to add on, finish up on a really bright note.
Yep.
So go to anchor.org.au.
Yep.
Go into their website. Heidi says it's really easy to follow. So
yes.
Get in there.
Trust
and
me.
Donate. And also, if possible, if you're at all interested in being a foster parent or a carer just for a weekend or overnight or whatever it is, have a look. Talk to Heidi and the crew. Heidi, I just want to thank you for being with us for the last 12 months. Well, it's not the last 12 months. You and I have talked now for a number of years.
Quite a number. Yes, a little while now.
And I do appreciate you being available to us. I hope that along the line we've been able to help you get some dollars and also some support.
Sure.
But I wish you and all the people down at Anchor very Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year, and I'll look forward to talking to you in the new year.
Yes, and to you too, Alan, to you and your colleagues there at Yarra Rangers FM. We really do appreciate your support, so hope you all have a lovely Christmas too.
No worries. anchor.org.au. Please look, and I don't want to sound mercenary, but if the state was find people for these young people, it would cost us a darn sight more than what it will if you support these foster carers, because I'll bet they've always got their hands in their pockets. Hey, as parents, we've got hands in our pockets, even when they're 30 and 40.
Indeed.
Kylie, I really do. I was going to get Kylie in mind. Quickly, just that website again. It's anchor.org.au, Christmas Appeal, and you can see Kylie and Brad's story.
Yes, definitely.
Got to go, Heidi. Thank you for your
time. Thank you. Thank you, Alan.
And I look forward to talking to you in 2026.
Yes, indeed. See you then.
Bye. Bye.